Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, sure. So my name's Mark Purdy. I'm the CEO and co-founder of The Code Registry. I'm based just outside of London, and we also have offices in Philadelphia on your side of the pond.
Awesome. So can you just tell me a bit more about your company and how you got the idea for it?
Yeah, sure. So to answer that, I probably need to give you just a small amount of background of myself and where I sit. So I've spent my entire career working in digital channels, in senior positions from e-commerce director, multi-channel director, digital director. I ran a digital agency for 5 years, but I'm not a developer myself. So I've spent my whole career running businesses, and a large part of that has always been managing either an internal development team or an external development partner. And one of the biggest problems I always had with the software development industry is that there are all of the tools that are currently available in the world, whether that's to, you know, review code or, you know, look at security, you know, see where your code is hosted, are all incredibly complex. And if you're not a developer, you know, I'm quite happy to hold my hands up and say, I've always really struggled to log into something like GitHub and make any sense of the data that's in there, or log on to Rackspace and see the status of my code and my setup. So with those frustrations, when I was running a digital agency, my co-founder, and at that point in time, my CTO, a guy called Stephen Gray, who is very technical, can code in any language and managed our development team, I would always be asking him, you know, can we not, you know, put a bit of a dashboard together so that I can review all of the dev team, a place where I can go and see all of our client portfolios, all of the different code repositories, you know, so when you're on holiday, I can actually still get in and manage things. So so he did that. And it was during that period of time that we were like, there's nothing on the market for this. We've had to build it ourselves. Could there be an opportunity? And that was really what spawned the idea of the Code Registry. And what it is in its current format is one of the world's first code intelligence and analysis platforms designed to be technical enough for CTOs, developers, but simple enough for business leaders and CEOs to manage and analyze their code.
Got it. So I guess in terms of right now, can you tell me ideally, like, you don't have to give an example like of the company name, but like, you know, just exactly how one of your customers is using you guys today?
Yeah, no, exactly. So the product has quite a few different applications for different user profiles. So I'll give you just a couple of examples. One would be a development agency. So we have a couple of development agencies using the platform. And if you put yourself as a development agency, if you imagine you've got a team of 10, 20, 30, 40 developers working across multiple client projects, and then you've got multiple client projects, you know, you might have 50 clients on your books. And each of those clients will have their own code repository or multiple code repositories within their project. And you might have, your developers may work on multiple. At the moment, if you wanted to see what developer X has worked on across all of those various projects in the last 6 months, it would be pretty difficult to do that. You'd have to look into something like GitHub at each individual code repository, look at the commit, and analyze it. What our platform allows a development agency owner to do is have a single dashboard where they can see all of their client projects, click into a project, and then analyze which developers have been contributing what the security issues are, and also be able to run automated, friendly, customer-facing reporting. So you as a development agency owner, you can share, you know, look how great the work we've been doing for the last month has been. Or would you like an audit of your code base to slot into your board pack next month? So that's the kind of more technical agency owner user case, for a CEO of a business, a small, medium-sized business where, let's say, you're outsourcing your development, you maybe don't have a huge amount of high-level IT expertise in-house. You're relying on external partners to provide that for you. You have those niggly worries, right, as a business owner. You're spending money each month, but ultimately it's an external partner that holds all the keys to your code, your server, your domains. If you have a falling out, a dispute, or, you know, they go out of business, do you as a non-technical founder or CEO have the ability to know where your code is, to know what the makeup, you know, what languages is it written in, what our open source components are there, where is it stored? Do you have access to that code? That's really where the code registry comes in. So you, by using our platform, a business owner can have a completely independent, secure code repository. We call them code vaults, a lockdown version of their code that gets automatically replicated every 2 weeks, every month, however often they want. That is away from all of the other environments. So if over here the whole house burns down, it's absolutely fine because we've got a fully secure independent replication of their code that they can hand off to another development partner or another team of developers and spin up their product again. So those are kind of two quite simple user cases for the using the same platform for two very different reasons.
For sure. Awesome. So as of right now, how many customers do you have using the platform?
Yeah, so we only officially launched at the start of this calendar year with a diverse range of beta customers. So people were able to join the wait list towards the end of last year to be on our beta list. So we've got, you know, around 30 different businesses currently using it in beta. And I'm excited to say that we're actually going to be launching public facing towards the end of this month. So anyone can log on, sign up to an account and get using it. So yeah, it's been really interesting. We've got a real diverse group of people as betas. We've got probably our largest customer has a code repository with somewhere in the region of 2 million lines of code on it, with 150 development contributors. So real heavy lifting. And then we've got your more startup marketing sites, got a couple of development agencies using it. So yeah, real diverse mix.
Sure. So are your beta customers paying, or are they using like a free version?
So that we offered them a 2 month free trial. So yeah, so they've been an in exchange for them to give us as much feedback as they can.
So once somebody, or I guess once you launch, right, like how does pricing work, or do you guys have that figured out yet?
Yeah, so we've got the first two tiers pretty much nailed down. So in the example of the I'm a CEO, I maybe just have one or two code repositories. So I might have a mobile app that has a front end and a back end. For those guys, our pricing is anywhere from kind of $99 a month to $199 a month. So the
is
idea
that per user per month or for the whole company?
That's just per company. So we're trying to do it at a company and code repository level, rather than have these, you know, like a lot of SaaS products where it's like, oh, $10 per user, and then it scales up. If you want one person to be able to log in and view the data. So no, we're trying to keep it based on how many vaults, and then within a vault, how many repositories. So kind of project and repository. So for that initial one, anywhere between $99 and $199. We want it to be something that is accessible to every business owner, whether you're in startup mode or you're established.
For
the
sure.
next
so,
tier up is what we call oh sorry.
No, yeah, go ahead.
Did you
yeah. No, yeah.
Our next tier is what we call our partner pro tier, which is anywhere between 349 and 499. And the difference with that tier is that you get up to 20 projects, and then each project can have up to 5 code vaults within it. So perfect for like a small, medium-sized agency. And within that tier, you also get the ability to white label the reporting. So if you want to send out our automated reports with your branding and your logo, your commentary on, you can do that within that tier. And
That's
then
awesome.
We do also have custom pricing for larger enterprise clients. So we have had discussions with some very large kind of businesses where, you know, we're discussing things like on-premise solutions or, you know, very, very large, you know. So I won't name names on any of those companies at the moment, but they're household businesses where, you know, it's not just a case of 20 or 30 code repositories. They're talking about could it work for 5 to 10,000 code repositories? So yeah, that's very much a custom kind of package that we're putting together.
Right. So essentially, it's like what you're trying to do is to, come in the way, and you could say compete with GitHub and make it more efficient for, any company, especially agencies, to keep their code repositories.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that we're competing with GitHub. I would probably describe us as a as an intelligence and analysis reporting layer that sits on top of GitHub.
Right.
Yeah, so kind of
Got it.
if you kind of imagine you've got your GitHub development processes over here. You've then
Right.
probably got your Microsoft Azure or AWS or Google Cloud
Right.
service over here. We're a user-friendly, customer-facing analysis layer that kind of sits in between.
Right. So do you have like integrations with GitHub, or what does that look like?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So our platform integrates natively with GitHub. So providing you have your GitHub username and you can generate an authorization token, you can spin up our platform. So far, a replication and full analysis suite will run anywhere from 2 minutes. The longest it's taken is, I think, 16 minutes. So it's pretty quick. And then once we've done it once, then you can set your automatic replication schedule to run in line with your processes, whether that's a 2 weekly sprint or you want to generate it in line with your board meeting, however you want to kind of run it.
For sure. So how have you gone about getting your beta users in general, like getting this traction for you're about to go live to the public?
So we were very, very lucky in our early stage. So when we were initially kind of putting together the concept, we were quite lucky that within our network we know some very kind of prominent figures in software development, investments, VCs. So they were the first people that we showed the product to proof of concept. Do you think this is any good or not, right? and it was really those initial people that we showed it to were the ones that gave us the confidence that yeah, there is a definite problem with the software industry today and there is nothing like this on the market. So actually, all of the traction we've had thus far has been through that network. We haven't done any above the line marketing or anything like that as yet. It's all just been kind of through advisors, our network, word of mouth, sharing, and that's really kind of where we've been generating the interest so far.
For sure. So for 2024 to be successful for you, what are some of your big objectives for this year?
Yeah, so our aim by the end of this year is to have around 150 paying customers at any tier. We're not hugely precious around that, to get more people using it and to have done one larger enterprise deal and potentially converted one of the many kind of partnership agreements that we're working with at the moment. So, there's some really interesting other platforms out there where this would be the perfect add-on. If you think of where do business owners have their commercial agreements? They will probably be holding the commercial agreement with GoDaddy for their domains, with Azure for their hosting. As an add-on product, that's really where we would sit as a, via those channels.
For sure. So to get and achieve these goals, like what are some things that you're doing? Are you going to start running ads, cold emails? Like what is your strategy to really, get these objectives for this year?
Yeah, so because like I think as I alluded to it earlier, because our product has, I kind of listed two potential user cases for it. We've identified another seven, so it's quite a wide breadth. So at this stage, we wouldn't want to go around dropping money on ads because really we don't know which of those markets is going to receive the best traction. So at the moment, what we're doing is looking at cold outreach via email, LinkedIn, through partnerships who have access to larger databases to really see where the message lands most effectively before we then, follow up and go hard on anything else.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, you might have to come back to me on that one. I can't think at the moment. I think, ultimately we've been very lucky in that we were able to raise investment and do it in such a way that it wasn't a huge drain on us. Many founders of startups don't have as easy a ride as we had. So I would say for, people that are struggling to raise that initial seed capital, to really focus on approaching individuals that are within the kind of, sector that you're building a product in, and talk to them. Because actually what we found is that the people that were really interested in investing were people that were had already built, ran and exited software businesses in the past, so could see the potential of the product and were really interested in being involved, as opposed to going to, your traditional, trying to raise money from private equity or VC. Actually, that I would say would be my kind of advice, to get that, put your idea and product in front of people within the industry to see what they think, get the confirmation, and ultimately, I think those are the people that will help you with the initial raise.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
Oh, I think in an ideal world, we've signed a very large channel distribution agreement, and we're struggling to keep up with demand.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handles? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, exactly. So you can get me on Mark Purdy on LinkedIn. My email is mark@thecoderegistry.com, and that's our website, thecoderegistry.com. So yeah, you can reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to have a conversation.
Awesome, Mark. Well, we're rooting for you guys, and thank you so much for your time today.
Cheers, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.